Hello, how y'all doing? I'm back, as you can tell. Here I am. Or am I? Maybe I'm just appearing. This could be in a general, special, or specific appearance. I don't know. Oh, that's mumbo jumbo. But anyhow, just want to talk about a couple of things here, a little bit off the wall, I guess. Recently, in one of the videos there, I talked about, you know, when they're taking children from people. And got a comment posted in one of the videos about that, and whoever, I can't remember the name, but anyhow, posted it and was looking at it from a completely wrong perspective. Here's the thing. Okay, they're taking or threatening to take your children. You're in that process. And you know, at the end of the day, they're going to take, if they take those children, they're going to give those children to someone else. And they're going to pay that family, whoever, whatever, to look after those children. Well, the fact they took them from you, they never were your children. This is just a perspective here. This, remember, wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. We're talking strategy here. So you're in the court. Well, if you're taking the children, you're gonna take the children from me, you're going to give them something else, you're going to pay them to look after them, right? So, since you're taking them from me, they never were my children. I've been looking after these children that aren't my children for 10 years. Here's the bill. I'm calling your bluff. you're bringing things to a head here. This is not about giving up your children. It's not about the money. It's bringing to the point that either they are your children or they're not your children. If they never were your children, then they got to pay you for the services you rendered, because they're going to pay someone else when they take the children from you and give them to someone else. You are going to pay those people, that family, whoever, whatever, to look after those children. So why aren't they paying you now? You know, they're allowing you the belief they are your children, the truth be known, and the maker owner ruler, right? Whoever made it owns it, rules over it. However, like I say, strategy thinking here, and I'm just giving you some stuff to think about. Don't take what I'm saying specifically and start writing in a court law and saying exactly as I'm, you know, verbatim what I'm saying. Or you need to think it through. Think in the future, but what's the consequence of this or consequence of that, good or bad, or benefit or advantage? But yeah, so they're going to do that. So you just basically throw it out there that, well, then you're taking the children from me and you're going to give them to somebody else and you're going to pay them to look after them. If you're taking them from me, they never were my children. So I was nothing more than a custodian or a guardian of someone else's children. You know, behind the scenes, they won't tell you this, but as far as they're concerned, the children belong to the state, the government. When do you think they get the authority to take them? Can't take property that doesn't belong to you. So there's little mechanisms in the background. And then, you know, so you just step, okay, so they never were my children. So you're bringing that to a head, out into focus now, you know, disclose, you know, bringing this this form of disclosure. And you're saying, and I need to be paid for my services. Here's the bill. Make it a huge bill. I'm not saying you want the money in exchange for your children, but perhaps you can lead this to that they don't take the children. that's what I'm talking about here. And same if they've already have taken the children. Well, put a bill together. You never know. You might get them back quicker. I don't know. And you could say in your communication, look, so here's the bill for my services, or I'm willing to, you know, to void the bill, to quash the bill, to burn the bill like it never happened. Just give me my property back, my children. My property. I'm the maker, the owner, the ruler. I made them, not you. Judgy Wedgie, you're not the father. I am. Get some DNA stuff, people, if you need to. The evidence, the facts, to prove that you're the maker, owner, ruler. Evidence. Not hearsay, not frothing at the mouth in the courts there and trying to educate them, guys. No, I always tell people, evidence, show me the evidence. Without that, truth is, I don't know the truth. Anyhow, onward. Just want to read a couple things here from the, a few things. And again, this is just perspective, and it's all how you look at stuff. You know, people, we all tend to look at things the way we've been brought up to look at things. And a lot of stuff I talk about here, you have to come from a different perspective. And that it's hard for me to put that into words what I'm trying to say here, but just let me go through this and you might get what I'm saying. In the Highway Traffic Act for Ontario, Canada, driver includes a person who has care or control over a motor vehicle. And if you go through that legislation, they'll basically say no person shall, there's all kinds of commandments in there. No person shall, no person shall, no person shall, no person shall. It's all about persons specifically. If you know who you are, you know you're not a person. Owner is defined in here as well with respect to a motor vehicle. Owner means, in absence of evidence to the contrary, the holder of the permit or the plate portion of the permit for the vehicle. Let's keep that in mind. I'm going to go over here to the Sale of Goods Act now. Sale of Goods Act, document of title includes, among other things, a bill of lading. All right, now I'm going to go on to the Sale of Goods Act, or pardon me, to, and that's in the definition part of the Sale of Goods Act. Now I'm going to go to section 20.3 in brackets, subsection 3, where the seller draws on the buyer and sends draft with bill of lading. Where the seller of goods draws on the buyer for the price, listen to these words, and transmits the bill of exchange and bill of lading to the buyer together to secure acceptance or payment of the bill of exchange, the buyer is bound to return the bill of lading if he, she, or it does not honor the bill of exchange. And if he, she, or it unlawfully retains the bill of lading, the property in the goods does not pass to the buyer. Few things here. So you hear, see that word bill of lading again. So the bill of lading, as we know, is a document of title. That's the own, that's like that in this case would be the new vehicle information statement. That's the bill of lading. Criminal. So anyhow, it's a couple more things on that. What was I going to say? Oh yeah. With respect to the mention of the bill of exchange in this section, years ago, I called the office of the attorney general. Actually, I had a printout at that time of several sheets, about 8 or 9 sheets of paper, 8.5 by 11, and every single lawyer's name and phone number and extension at the office of the attorney general there that worked for the attorney general, and every lawyer was responsible for certain legislations. So I called this fellow Todd S. I won't disclose this. I don't know if he's still there or not. It's been a long time since I talked to him, but I called him up one day because he was, it turns out he was actually the director there as well. So he was my go-to guy if I had questions. But as it turned out, he was actually responsible or oversaw the Sale of Goods Act. He was their legal expert on the Sale of Goods Act. So I called him up and I said, Todd. And I read him this section I just read you, and I mentioned about the bill of exchange here in this section 20, subsection 3 of the Sale of Goods Act. And I said, what's this bill of lading? He said, that's the check. That's the check. And that, my mind immediately went back to stuff we were learning from Roger Ovick 2, 3, 4 years before that, where Roger Ovick said, when you purchase a car, the check should be on the front seat. You endorse the check back to the vendor, whatever, and you drive away with the car. That's the set off or whatever, right? You just endorse the check back to them. You don't get the check, you just endorse it back. That's the payment of the car. So remember thinking at the time, then this looks, if you think about this, I'm not 100% sure that it is, but it looks to me like this, they got a remedy built into the system that if you know what's going on here, that you're not actually the buyer. This is my point here. You're not the buyer because you do not get the bill of lading. The state or the province does. And you don't get that check. I'm not exactly sure where the check goes, but we don't get the check. So therefore, according to this legislation, regardless of what you believe, you're not the buyer. So let's focus on who the owner buyer is. So remember, owner is the one who the plate, the holder of the permit or the plate portion of the permit for the vehicle in the case of the automotive vehicle. And that's, for example, so if you got the certificate of title for the car, and Smith John Paul on there, well, that's who they're going to see as the owner of the vehicle. And then of course they're going to stick that name to you. Of course we know that's a person and that it's not actually you. And that's not really my point of this video here, though. So I want to move on to the Criminal Code of Canada. Now, document of title to goods includes a bought and sold, among other things, bill of lading. Well, I can assure you the province is going to get that bill of lading when you purchase a car, when somebody purchases a car and other things, but they don't purchase the bill of lading. They don't purchase it. They're not giving value for it. So I guess what I'm getting at here ultimately is that what if when you purchase a motor vehicle or give it a try in accordance with the Sale of Goods Act, I'll come back to that in a moment, title is registered in the name His Majesty. Oh, in brackets beside this I have, which royal is implied here? Keeping in mind, in the Bible, we're all under the royal law. We're all royals, every one of us, God's kingdom. Of course, they might be thinking, I mean, King Charles, but when I put down if I was to put His Majesty, I mean me, but I don't, they're going to think in their mind, you know, His Majesty King Charles, right of Canada or right of Ontario. Keeping in mind here, it is Ontario that is going to get the ownership of that vehicle. So maybe that's the name that the vehicle should be registered in. Let them think what they want to think. And I'm just throwing some stuff out there for you people. I'm not saying this is an isness, food for thought for you. Think about it. Think it through. So, you know, and he actually did that, it's registered in the Majesty, then, because at the end of the day, the owner is the one who has to put up the proof of contract of insurance, has to make sure the motor vehicle is safe and all the debts, so on and so forth, attached to it is paid for license renewal. But again, I don't care about the license because it's not a person. It doesn't apply to me. this is establishing who the owner is and where the liability is. All right, so the province is going to get that bill of lading, speaking for Ontario, and in the States, I believe it's the state will get it. Down there, it's called the Manufacturer Certificate of Origin. So they're going to get that. There's a check here. According to Todd, it's the check bill of exchange. That's what a bill of exchange is, basically. It's a check. It's just not a check drawn on the bank. But it's a check. Excuse me. And we don't get the check. So somebody's getting the check. And I propose it's behind the scenes. The province knows that it's actually the buyer. And so it's going to get the bill. It gets the bill of lading. So, you know, you're in the car dealership there. Dealer's giving you all the paperwork and you're doing what you're doing and, you know, giving them a check or cash or whatever, or credit card to pay for the car because you think you're the owner, but the truth is you're not the owner. And here's the evidence of the fact of that. The province gets the bill of lading, and a little more on that here, bill of lading, and any other document used in the ordinary course of business is evidence of the possession or control of goods. So whoever has the bill of lading has the evidence of the possession or the control of goods. Think about that. Think about that. Thou shalt not drive this car on the highway without a license. Thou shalt not drive this car on the highway without a proof of insurance. So who's in control of the property here? Not you, not me under these conditions. So my point is here, at the end of the day, the province is the buyer slash owner. I'm proposing this. I'm suggesting this. And that they're getting the check. So maybe you can use it. Now I'm just going to tell a story here, and I don't know the truth of this. It's something we heard, and that was that a fellow went to an automotive dealership. He went to a vehicle, took down a VIN number, sent it in somewhere. I know where allegedly where he sent it. I'm not going to say here because I don't want people sending 1,000 letters. They're hoping to get a free car. Remember, this is not about you in that sense. And the short story is he went to pick up the car. The dealer said that he hadn't been paid for the car. The police got called. The police said, you got paid for the car. Give him the car. All this guy did was get a VIN number and sent it in somewhere. So I'm proposing that's this. I have no idea what this guy did or if it even happened. Like I say, this is something we heard. And this is a long time ago. I don't know, 10, 12, 14, 15, 17 years ago, quite a while ago. And one of the other things is we don't know that he said was, and put it in this name. Now, what name exactly he had it put in, I can't tell you that either. And even if I did, I don't know the truth of any of this story. But it fits because the fact of the matter is the province will be the owner of the vehicle. The province, I'm not getting a check. When you buy a new car, you're not getting a check. It's Todd that said it's a check. I'm not making it up here. I'm just telling you what other people said. If you don't believe that Todd said that, then whatever. Read it for yourself. So anyhow, the document of title is the proof of the ownership. That's why I said, like, whoever has a new vehicle information statement, you've got the absolute title to that car. You're the outright owner. Nobody can tell you what to do with it. But the fact is, you have a car now, and they tell you what to do with it. And if you don't do these things, they might take the car. So who owns the car here? So here's the evidence of how that come to be. So maybe now you can think of a way to use this to basically force them to pay for the car. The question is, though, in my mind, is will they do that if the car is going to be, if the holder of the permit or the plate portion of the permit for the vehicle, this is, unremembered definition of owner here, owner means, in absence of evidence to the contrary, the holder of the permit or the plate portion of the permit for the vehicle. Now, just because you have that piece of paper in the hand doesn't make you the holder. If it says Steve John on there and your name is Dave, then clearly you're not the holder. Steve is. So what I'm suggesting here is it may be that when that fella allegedly said and put it in this name, he didn't have it put in his name or in the name Smith, John, Paul, or whatever. Even though we know that it's a person that belongs to the state or they created it, maybe we can just take all that fog off the table and just go, you know what, just put it in the name His Majesty. And let them think what they want to think. Now, it's my understanding here with respect to Canada, Her Majesty or His Majesty, the King, whatever now, owns Canada, owns the land. So that's the owner. And that the ministers who represent the Queen, or not the Queen, but as if the Queen, are the administrators. So they're her administrators. She's the owner, and they're administrating for her, for and in her name. Or his name now. That's my understanding of all that works. So maybe it is, maybe it could be. Just think about this, food for thought. It's because we put the name on John Paul Smith and they think you're John Paul Smith, and there's no way they're going to pay for your car. But if you put in the name of His Majesty, maybe they will. The other thing I propose is, regardless, is I believe that if the title is in the name of Her Majesty or His Majesty, how are they going to take the property? They all work for His Majesty. They're actually, as the administrators, they're protecting Her Majesty's property, or they should be. And that's what they're doing out there. They're protecting the public. It's not really about protecting you and I, except they have an investment in you and I, and they'd like to get the free whatever from us, energy, whatever, but no doubt about it. And just work with it. And so no, I don't believe that they can touch the vehicle. I don't think they would touch the vehicle. Whereas if it says Smith John Paul, now you got to give an explanation to the cop. Well, that's not actually me. That's a person that belongs to the province of Ontario. You'll see where that conversation's going to go. You're going to get tasered or shot. Possibility. Whereas if it says His Majesty, and that's on their certificate of title, you ain't gonna argue with the cert. That's what it says. That's what it says. So you're clearly not the owner. So okay, you don't have to provide proof of insurance and. Any other things come in to be here. So like I said, I'm just sharing some information, food for thought, not directing anybody, not instructing anybody. I think that's all I got to say here. And if you just, like I say, just think about it. The bill of lading's going to the province. We're not getting a check. So who really is the buyer here? And oh yeah, don't forget, I showed you in the previous video about property vesting in the Crown. Well, a document of title is property, according to their law. That shows you the definition, I think, and from the criminal code, the definition of property. So that would include the document of title. So that's property, and that's property vesting in the Crown. They get the bill of lading, which is property. So who's the owner here? Who did it vest in? Who has the liability here? I don't know why I keep doing this. Anyhow, so yeah. So like, yeah, this is all Canadian stuff. I know these, you got your codes down there in other countries. Maybe look at your legislations to connect some dots. I know we talked in previous videos, if you can get that new vehicle information statement, then you're the king of the hill, but I don't think that's prudent. I've mentioned that as reasons why. It's you'd be on your own. If you actually own the vehicle outright, and then the state would have no obligation to protect the property. So if somebody steals it, what are you going to do? Who are you going to call? Because they don't recognize it. Whereas if it's in the name of His Majesty and you actually issue a certificate in His Majesty, it seems to me they would have a duty to protect that property because they all work for Her Majesty. Anyhow, I think that's it. That's pretty much it for my notes. I could ramble on a little bit more here, but let's try to keep her a little short and sweet. And you can check in the legislation yourself. So again, I'm coming from the Highway Traffic Act, Ontario. For the definition of driver and definition of owner, I'm looking at the Sale of Goods Act for the meaning of document of title, as well as Section 20.3, which talks about where the seller draws on the buyer and sends the draft with the bill of lading. This is when the title to the goods passes. And I'll show you a short story. Back in, geez, 2003, four, I don't remember when, but we were in Oshawa, going down in Oshawa. I actually had a new vehicle information statement in my hands from the dealer for a $250,000 bus. We're doing some bill of exchange stuff in them days, and I was aware of this section. That's why I wanted it, and I took that and did some other stuff with it, and in hopes to acquire the vehicle. But that didn't pan out. And not only that, I went to the Service Ontario office here in town and just went up to the girl there. That's where you would register vehicles. So I walked in with that piece of paper and says, "So, if I want to register this vehicle, I would give you this, and you give me a certificate of title. Is that correct?" She says, "Yep." I said, "Thank you. Bye bye." Walked out, and I shortly thereafter I got a phone call from the lawyer for the dealership saying I need to get that piece of paper back. That and he said title didn't pass because payment wasn't made, and I knew that, so I didn't argue. I took it back. But that's what it's saying. If the payment isn't made, then the title and the goods does not pass, even if you keep the bill of lading. So having a bill of lading, if you didn't pay for that, there's no value given, and you're not gonna. It's worthless. The property, as it says here, the property and the goods does not pass to the buyer. But like I'm saying here. If you're looking at this stuff, if you're not the one getting the bill of lading and you're not getting a check, I propose you're not the buyer. Even though you think you are, you're actually not the buyer. So let's identify who the buyer is and recognize the buyer and glorify the buyer in this place and let the buyer buy pay for the car that you're going to use in His Majesty's name. Well, like I said, they might think when I say His Majesty that means King Charles. That's great, fine. In my mind, I mean it. I mean, His Majesty means me. And for all you people out there, everyone is His Majesty or Her Majesty's. We're all kings and queens here, right? And it's children of God. You all have to know that. We're all under the royal law. This is the royal law. That's in the Bible, right? It's the book of the law, and this is the royal law. That's what it says. I think it's in James, with respect to the royal law part. So, anyhow, yep, that's it. I hope that gives you some food for thought and maybe cause your perspective to shift, you know, and stop thinking that, how am I going to get on, you know. Like I said, you walk into the court, good morning, your owner. Because in their world, they're the owner. Let them, okay, great. You know, that's it. Love you. God bless. Thanks for putting up with me. Thanks for listening. And until next time, don't forget, light of God never fails. It is not possible. The dark can never extinguish the light. John 1. And then there was the Word, and God was the Word. God was the Word, and God said, let there be light. Get it? God was the light. God was the Word. God said, let there be light. God is light. It's not possible for the dark to defeat God. And quite frankly, as Jesus pointed out with Satan there, he says, get behind me, Satan. You too shall bow and worship the Father, because without the Father, there's no Satan. There's no... Satan's just an accumulation of our misuse of God's energy. And that's another story. I'm not here to preach to people. I'm not putting a gun to somebody's head to say, you got to believe anything I say. You all got free will here to discard anything I say. Or fluff it off. I don't care. Anyhow, love you. God bless. Ciao.